Regional Communications Manager Laura McGuire with us on the program this morning to talk about what's happening and maybe how you can even help too. Laura, thanks for being with us on Community Comment.
Thank you for having us. The Red Cross, yes, has been helping people in Milwaukee and Southeast Wisconsin after the devastating flooding. We have about 150 volunteers on the ground. The Red Cross is providing hot meals, safe shelter, relief supplies, emotional support, health services, and we're starting to prepare to provide financial assistance as well.
Absolutely. We would like you to join the conversation. If you have a question or a comment for Laura, you can call us or text us at 920-887-9595 or call us on the landline here at the studio at 885-4446. You mentioned about 150 volunteers in Southeast Wisconsin, Milwaukee and Waukesha County in particular, I'm guessing.
Absolutely. We do have a shelter opened at Milwaukee Marshall High School, and that is located at 4141 North 64th Street in Milwaukee. And we do invite anyone who might be displaced from their home to join us at the shelter. Last night, we saw about 41 individuals at our shelter. And the shelter is open really to all those who are seeking a safe place to go, whether you need an hour or a few days or an overnight. Our goal is really to provide a safe and comforting environment. We have provided more than 380 overnight stays with our partners since the flooding. We've supplied about 3,000 meals and snacks. And we're really busy distributing emergency relief supplies to about 25 different households in Milwaukee. We are super proud to see we have 6 emergency response vehicles. We are working with community partners to find those areas of the city that are extremely impacted. And what the emergency response vehicles are doing are actually going into those hard-hit communities, delivering cleanup kits. And everyone asks me what is in a cleanup kit. I can tell you that we have bleach, gloves, brooms, brushes, trash bags, just enough to help you really clean up from the mess of the flooding.
How many of those cleanup kits are you still in need of?
I believe that we are getting shipments in every day. Right now, I think my numbers are at close to 12,000 emergency supplies have gone out since the flooding began. So we're so grateful for our community partners for stepping up and helping us with dollars and with actual supplies to help those impacted.
I'm really struck by here we are a week and a half out from the flooding, and the need still seems to be very pronounced.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, one thing I really want to stress is the Red Cross is here for as long as it takes. If it's a matter of a couple weeks, if it's a matter of a couple months, we know that this process is going to go on for a while, and we are really committed to helping everybody through this process. If you know someone who has been impacted and needs immediate assistance, we're asking people to call 1-800-RED-CROSS. However, if you do not have an urgent need but would like to report storm damage, we're asking people to call 211. And 211 has been great as a partner to field calls. I would recommend if your neighborhood has been impacted to give 211 a call so that they're at least aware that your neighborhood has been impacted.
Certainly. Are you seeing people from different geographical areas in Southeast Wisconsin or different socioeconomic groups, or is it just across the board?
We do know that the north, I believe it's the northwest part of Milwaukee, has been the most severe impacted. And that is why our shelter is located there. It is on a bus line, and it's really convenient for those families that have been impacted. Our volunteers have been coming from across the country. We have a great team. 90% of the workforce for the Red Cross are volunteers. So we are so grateful for everybody coming together to really supply support to those that are in their darkest hours. Having your home flooded and destroyed is unimaginable. And we're really there to provide comfort and support. Sometimes it might just be a hug.
We're talking to Laura McGuire. She is the Regional Communications Manager for the American Red Cross. We're going to take a break and be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Your household essentials when you shop at Menards. Soften your water with Diamond Crystal Water Softener Salt. It helps your soap and detergent clean better, minimizes water softener residue, and increases the life of your appliances. Pick up a 50-pound bag of Solar Naturals Salt Crystals today at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam believes that everyone who labors has made America strong, prosperous, and a great country. To celebrate Labor Day, McKinstry's is having a store-wide sale. McKinstry's Home Furnishings showroom is filled with sofas, reclining sofas, sectionals, and chairs at unbeatable savings, like Lazy Boy recliners starting at $349 and Love Seats starting at $699. Also save big on Simmons Beauty Rest and Symbol mattresses. Dining room and bedroom sets are also marked down for this event. Add the finishing touches to your home with pictures, area rugs, and accessories. McKinstry's offers you all the latest styles, always designed to fill your home with comfort and quality. Hurry in now and discover the Labor Day savings at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Sale ends Saturday, August 30th. McKinstry's will be closed on Monday, September 1st to celebrate Labor Day.
Progressive knows not all rides are smooth. Meet Claire. She loves her motorcycle, and she's learned to love the insects she encounters on her rides. She may not know the difference between a gnat and a mosquito at 55 miles per hour, but she does know one thing. It's always gross when one flies into her mouth. But she's so used to it that it's weird when it doesn't happen. Not every ride is smooth, but Progressive has your back with comprehensive and collision coverage from America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in DC.
Sound familiar? At Mattress Firm, we understand there are many problems, like snoring, aches and pains, hot sleep, or even an old saggy mattress that can keep you up at night. And our sleep experts have the unrivaled know-how to match you with a mattress that can help. And now get a king bed for a queen price, plus a free adjustable base with select mattresses. For the great sleep you deserve, visit Mattress Firm. We make sleep easy. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Be first in line for 2026 Brewers season tickets with a $100 deposit. You'll be the first to secure the best seats in the house at the best rates of the season. Plus, get a 2025 regular season Brewers game for free. Learn more at brewers.com/season tickets.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And we are back with more Community Comment here on 95.3 WBEV. And here's Terry Bell.
Much, Jake. Volunteers are a big part of helping in the recovery from historic rain and flooding in southeast Wisconsin. We're talking more about that with Laura McGuire. She's the Regional Communications Manager for the American Red Cross. And Laura, I know you're very busy. We appreciate you coming on and joining us this morning.
Oh, Oh, thank you so much. We know as severe weather becomes more frequent and severe, the Red Cross is really responding to nonstop disasters throughout the country. We kind of are projecting that new disasters are occurring as soon as every 15 days. And I'm sure your listeners are like, what can we do to help? And what I can say is that the first way you can help is to support our Red Cross Disaster Relief. Visit redcross.org where you can make a donation. And this really helps people affected with floods, fires, and, you know, other crises. Your gift enables us to prepare for and really help people respond and recover to disasters like the flooding. The other way that I would encourage people to help is to roll up a sleeve, visit redcrossblood.org, where you can give blood. We do have a great website which allows you to find local blood drives in your community and gives all the information about blood. And, of course, we are always looking for Red Cross volunteers. And we do have a really urgent need right now for disaster volunteers that are actually volunteers who are helping in our shelters. And also those that are trained that are often the first faces people see after home fires and floods in their local communities.
You mentioned an uptick in big weather events. Is that putting a strain on your volunteer resources?
I wouldn't say it's putting a strain on them. Basically, we are such a huge organization that we are able to allocate volunteers throughout the country when we have local response efforts. But we always are looking for volunteers in local communities responding to something like a home fire. We provide flexible training. Don't think that just because you're volunteering that you have to give a week of your time. We will take a few hours. What we like to do is encourage you to go to the redcross.org website. There is a volunteer tab. And your first step is really just applying through the website. What this means is that you're not committed. You're just expressing interest. And we will follow up with a phone call, find out what your needs might be and how they best match with our needs.
So if I'm interested in being a Red Cross volunteer, what am I getting into? What am I signing up for?
What you're signing up for is a wonderful feeling knowing that you're helping and giving back in communities. Our highest priority volunteer needs are response and recovery people. Like I said, people who are in person that respond to local events. We also have positions open for sheltering, how to operate an emergency shelter and provide people with support. We also have a need for health and mental health services. These people with a background in those areas can help with medical or emotional needs. Again, we're just, you know, super flexible. We have short-term and we have long-term leadership roles. And again, the training can be done free online. We have positions that are either in the markets or, you know, from the comfort of your home virtually. We also send people out on national disasters. I just want to make that very clear that just because you sign up doesn't mean you're going on a national disaster tomorrow. You will have to do some training, but you're in a position where when your training is complete, you're all ready to go and be deployed for the next disaster coming up. So if you've ever considered how you can help, now is the time.
And we hear quite frequently about blood drives happening, and I'm probably several years behind the curve on this, but I'll admit, you know, I was not too far in the recent past that I first discovered that you can give blood regardless of your blood type, that you don't have to be an exact match with the recipient.
Absolutely. We are looking for all blood types. The best thing to do is go to redcrossblood.org. We have a plethora of information on our website. We make it super easy for you to make an appointment. There is a drop-down box where you are able to enter your zip code that will populate all the different blood drives in your community. You're able to find a location that might work for you and make an appointment. But we have a constant need for blood and really invite everyone to consider giving blood as an alternative as well. You never know when someone, as yourself or someone you love, might need blood.
And it seems there are times of year when the need is particularly pronounced.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We always say that there's a constant need for blood because you never know when emergency or a trauma is going to happen. But we see a little bit of a decrease coming into the summer months, especially now with people trying to take their last vacations, kids going back to school. You know, the blood appointments kind of fall off the calendar. So we're just really raising the awareness that there is a constant need for blood, and we appreciate all those blood donors that make it a steady habit to come in every 56 days. We're so gracious for them and for their time.
When we hear about the volunteers who help out with, say, like house fires and stuff like that, if I am interested in being a volunteer, am I signing up to maybe be notified in a moment's notice that my help is needed somewhere in my own hometown?
Absolutely. We have what's called a disaster action team volunteer. And those are the volunteers that do get calls in the middle of the night in their communities to help. That is one option. But we also have many other options where if you're a planner and a scheduler and cannot leave on a moment's notice, we'll work with you there as well. So we really do encourage Red Cross / Wisconsin. Check out our volunteer opportunities. Feel free to take that first step in applying for help. And as soon as your information is populated through our system, our wonderful volunteer service people will call you, meet with you one-on-one to find out what could be a great match for you.
And once again, to bring it back to the flooding in southeastern Wisconsin, people can go to redcross.org and find out more information about what they can do to help people in southwest Wisconsin. I understand you also have a pronounced need for people in volunteers in northwest Wisconsin.
Correct. Northwest Wisconsin and the UP, we are seeing a decline in volunteers. And we're just asking people, if you know anybody up in those areas, to please, you know, pass on our messaging that volunteers are needed. But we also need volunteers throughout all communities.
Our guest has been Laura McGuire. She's Regional Communications Manager for the American Red Cross. Laura, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Oh, thanks for having us. And again, our hearts go out to everyone who's been impacted by the flood.
Thanks again. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV. Time for the news. We'll be right back.
In a world that asks us to focus on the things that can separate us, a peace of mind invites us to explore the common humanity that connects us.